If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Criminal defense attorney Michael Leonard. You hear him on Let's Get Legal with John Hansen. Good to have you with us this morning, Michael. Let's talk first about the Mike Madigan trial and what's going on there. Almost 64 hours, 10 days of deliberation. What does that say to you?
Yeah, if I'm on the defense team, I'm feeling pretty good about it. I mean, especially I think yesterday their last note was kind of to the effect that they had done all they could for the day. So I sense a tiny bit of exasperation there, possibly. So from the defense perspective, you're feeling you're in the game. And I had made a prediction a while back that they were going to get a bunch of not guilties and maybe some mistried counts. So I think that's still in play.
And as far as the new Illinois law allowing opioid prescriptions for people with chronic pain, this is interesting. We were talking about the story yesterday, how the NFL now really moving away from those opioids and not treating athletes who have pain with those drugs, but other drugs. Tell us about this new Illinois law.
Yeah, I think it does a couple of things. I think one, it gives cover to prescribers and the pharmacists, gives them a little more comfort that they're not going to be sued or not be subject to criminal actions, because it does, under regulations from the CDC, allow more broad, you know, prescribing of those things for people who do have legitimate chronic pain. That's the idea, to give it to people who really actually need it. And then secondly, an interesting feature of the law, I think, is that it, you know, really emphasizes confidentiality. So it's much harder to get the records from the doctor or the patient without a particular order or a particular subpoena from an Illinois agency. So I think that's going to, I guess, give a little bit of security to those who are in the prescribing community.
Moving to national news here, as you know, Mike, the appellate court has ruled affirming the trial court stay on the Donald Trump executive order to freeze federal spending. What do you foresee in the future with that?
Well, I think all these things are going to end up in the Supreme Court. So I think maybe people are up to their necks in talking about executive orders. But really, there's been so many that deal with so many aspects of federal government and have huge impacts upon the states that I think most of them are going to get ultimately decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. But what you're referring to is an appellate court saying, hey, we're not going to disturb a trial court who said, you know, that the Trump's order trying to freeze all these spending programs can't happen right now. So I think, you know, they're going to go quickly to the U.S. Supreme Court, and I think we'll get probably a slew of decisions from the Supreme Court on all these executive orders.
And what determines whether the Supreme Court takes on any of these cases?
Yeah, they're super selective, as you know. You know, they take, you know, probably 1% or 2% of the possible cases to them. But I think they're going to have to. So many of these issues are so, you know, broad-ranging in their scope and their effect upon, you know, really every aspect of our lives. So I think they're going to have to take up a lot of these and probably give a decision that has some more broader implications, so they don't take up one after the other, after the other, after the other. Give some guidance on what is an appropriate executive order and what the scope of that can be.
And finally, a lot of talk around here about what Rod Blagojevich is going to do now. Is he going to write a book, do a radio show? And I was a little confused about this, and I think a lot of other people were, Michael. So he gets the pardon from President Trump, but, of course, he's been out. His sentence was commuted a long time ago. So really, what does the pardon do for him at this point?
Well, I think a couple of things. One, in his mind, I think, you know, reputationally, he believes somehow that this vindicates him, which I find kind of funny. And are you worried about your job, him coming on the radio?
come on down. Join our team.
Yeah, I think he views it as vindication, which it's really not. I mean, what Trump did before was commute his sentence from 14 years to 8 years. That happened a number of years ago. So now he's fully pardoned. It's as if he was never convicted at all. So So I'm not sure exactly whether he was getting his Illinois pension. I would assume it would have some ramifications for that. It would have ramifications for his ability to run for office. And I think, more importantly for him, to go on more shows and pretend that he's vindicated after all this.
Pretend, okay. Michael Leonard, Leonard Trial Lawyers. Thanks for the time this morning, Michael. You have a good day.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Take care.
You too.